Welcome to Truly Fit.
Welcome to the Truly Fit podcast, where we interview experts in fitness and health to expand our wisdom and wealth. I'm your host, Steve Washuta, co-founder of Truly Fit and author of Fitness Business 101. Quick housekeeping here for our new listeners. Who is this podcast for? It is for people who are interested in fitness and health and nutrition tips. And it is also people who work in the fitness and health and medical realm who are looking to be better at their career. I have experts on that come on Mondays. We talk about everything from client and patient relations to the business side of health and fitness and nutrition to, you know, intricate science. And then I typically on Thursdays or Fridays come out with solo podcasts, which are between 5 and 15 minutes, either expanding on a topic that I briefly talked about with a guest that I thought was important for me to expand on, or something that is trending in the news cycle that I want to talk about. So today I'm going to be talking about group fitness. I did a video on Instagram about a group fitness instructor who has 1 million followers and apparently is very popular, works with like Gwen Stefani and Madonna, and she was extremely unsafe. So I'm going to talk about what it takes. So this to be a great group fitness instructor, but also this is pertinent for people who want to go take group fitness classes. What should you be looking for in the class and the instructor to get the most out of it? Lastly here, before I get into that topic, Monday is going to be another episode with my sister, Rebecca Washuto, who's a licensed dietitian nutritionist, and we're going to be doing a special draft episode. What is a draft episode? Well, the NFL draft is in April. It's my favorite thing. I'm obsessed with it. So we're going to do a version of that for health and fitness and nutrition. We're going to pick out the top 10 fruits. We're going to draft them and give you our reasoning behind why we drafted each one in one particular position over the other. And we're going to do exercise classes, fitness classes. We're going to draft those. And then we're also going to draft non-alcoholic beverages from 1 to 10. Rebecca will go first. I'll go second. We'll do sort of a snake draft. So that's going to be fun. And then the following weeks upcoming is going to be Dr. Chris Swart coming on to talk about addiction recovery. Then we have Corey Sterling coming on talking about legal things that we need to understand in the health and fitness industry if you're starting a business or if you're inside of a business, because he's a lawyer who specifically deals with that. And then to finish the month, we're going to have on Dr. Blair Steele, who's a PhD in counseling and therapy, and we're going to be talking about mental health and parenting. Group fitness, why is it different than personal training? Well, a lot of reasons. There's a crossover between it, but it's certainly different. I've met great group fitness instructors who could not personal train. I've met great personal trainers who could not do group fitness. You need a certain personality, a dynamic to fill the room and energy to do group fitness. I would argue in a lot of ways, group fitness is more difficult. For some of the reasons should be obvious. You have a bunch of people in the class, and odds are they're all at different fitness levels. Yes, you can have specific group fitness classes wherein you control the population, but most group fitness classes, people are just paying and they're showing up. So you might have a 76-year-old lady with a hip replacement, and you might have a 19-year-old gymnast in the same strength training class. So you're going to have to understand the differences, and you're going to have to provide a good workout for both of those, with also providing modifications. I use acronyms for everything, so I made up an acronym for this. It's called SMART. Safety, Modifications, Attentive, Repeat, Timed. I'm going to go over all of those so you can remember, if you're taking a group fitness class, you want your instructor to be SMART. SMART, Safety, Modifications, Attentive, Repeat, Timed. And if you are a group fitness instructor, you want to go through these things. So let's first go over safety. Like I said, you're going to have a bunch of different types of people in these classes. You don't have their health history form. As a personal trainer, I know all the medications my client is on. I know all their past injuries. I know everything about them. I know how they sleep. I know how they eat. I have these conversations on a daily basis. In group fitness, people just randomly walk into the class. It might be the first time you've ever met them or saw them. You don't know their health history. So safety is paramount. We can't do movements that are unsafe. And that leads to the next one, modifications. If you don't know a host of modifications, and when I say modifications, that means we should be able to up modify and down modify, meaning I have a general exercise. I have ways to make that more difficult and ways to make that easier. And if you don't have that, then there's going to be a problem. You're not going to be able to provide a great experience as a fitness instructor. And if you go to a class and your instructor can't provide you with a modification, during the middle of class, they see you struggling. Maybe it's a balance movement you can't quite balance. And they don't walk over to you and say, hey, I know you're struggling with this. Here's a workaround that we can do instead. Well, don't go to that class anymore because you're inevitably going to get injured. Your instructor should have modifications. And how do they know when to give those modifications? That leads to the A in SMART, which is attentive. You have to be attentive. Your instructor has to be attentive. They should be looking around the room at all times, looking for mishaps and issues and wrong form and correcting you. Now, there is certainly a line of diminishing returns. If all your instructor does is walk around and correct you, then the class becomes boring and it becomes a giant personal training session. The instructor should correct you when injuries are bound to happen. If the form is just slightly off, we've all seen people who are just, let's call them uncoordinated or not doing the movement properly, but the weight is light enough where it's not going to hurt them and the movement pattern is not dangerous. Well, we can let that go sometimes, but you have to be attentive. Your instructor has to be attentive. So we had safety, we have modifications, we have attentive. Those all sort of go together. And then repeat. What do I mean by repeat? Well, you have 15, 20, 30, 40 people. Who knows how many people are in this class? The chances that everyone's listening to every word you say are so minimal. There's always going to be a few people who were looking around the room, doing something else. They were nervous. They were thinking about their day. Or maybe they just misunderstood what you said. You have to continually repeat what the form is, how to do the exercises, and all of the modifications, the safety, all of those things. You have to repeat it over and over and over. Now, it's also important that you say it in different ways. Great instructors know how to present things in various ways. If you're telling someone to go into a squat, I might say, hey, we really want to push your hips back and hinge forward and drop your butt down. To some people, they might not understand that movement pattern. They might not understand what a hinge is. They might have never heard those words before. So then I give them more of a realistic, concrete thing they could put into their head. I say, put your hands over your shoulders, pretend you're carrying packages back from the grocery store and your car door is open. How do you get your car door closed? You're going to bump the car door backwards with your butt. That's what I want you to do when we initiate the squat. So you have to repeat and you have to give different ways to do the movements until it clicks in people's heads. And you only know if that works if you're being attentive, the A above it. And then lastly is timed. Now, I get that all classes are different, right? When I say group fitness, there's a lot of different group fitness. Yoga is way different than Orange Theory, which is way different than a floor Pilates class, which is way different than a strength training class. These are all different beasts. But for the most part, right, I'm talking in generalities here, timed exercises work much better. Why is that? Well, if I have 30 people in my class and I say, we're going to do 10 reps of this shoulder press, we're all going to get done at different times, especially if Sally picked up heavy weights to challenge herself and Susie picked up really light weights that day. There's going to be too much of a differential as to when you finish those exercises. But if you do time and you say, hey, I want you to work at an 80% clip of your full maximum capacity for 45 seconds. So don't push it, don't burn out, but also don't be too late on yourself. I will keep you updated on the time. I'll let you know when we're 15 or 20 or 30 seconds in. If you feel like you still got a lot more juice in you, then pump out some more reps. And if you're getting tired, slow it down. But timed exercises always work better in group fitness. Now, let me go over these again, and then I want to talk about some specifics in different group fitness classes to wrap this up. Safety, modifications, attentive, repeat, and timed. That is SMART. Remember that acronym. If you're taking group fitness classes, you want a instructor that is SMART. And if you are a group fitness instructor, you need to be SMART. Safety, modifications, attentive, repeat, timed. Now, specific group fitness classes, as I just stated prior to this, are different. So if we're talking about Orange Theory as compared to yoga, you're going to teach those classes differently. So your instructor should inevitably have different characteristics that are going to be stronger and more suited to one than the other. An Orange Theory instructor yelling at you, getting you motivated while the music on is not really the same thing as a yoga instructor who needs to get you into a calm place, get you to really feel and understand your body, right? These are different skill sets. So I'm just specifically talking in generalities here, not to one class. But the reason I'm having this conversation is because I see this too much online. Group fitness is such a low barrier to entry. So does personal training, but group fitness even more so sometimes. And there's so many dangerous exercises and activities out there. People who take group fitness more often than not do not know what they're doing. And if you have an instructor who also does not know what they're doing, that is a recipe for disaster. Someone who is really dedicated to this industry, and I want this industry to become better, and I think the cream rises to the top, I need to stick my head out sometimes and call people out. Because the only way we're going to get better as an industry, which means our clients can get better, which means we can stave off injuries and make sure that their long-term health and wellness is the most important thing, is to call bad ideas out with good ideas. Now, I'm not sitting here saying any names. I didn't even use a name in the video I put out on my Instagram. I simply showed the instructor doing what she was doing and said why it was wrong. She was staring at the mirror the entire time, doing her movements, and the class had to follow along. Now, for something like Zumba, that's fine. For something like a step class, that's fine. Why? Well, the instructor has to do the movements during those classes because the whole purpose is to follow exactly what the instructor is doing in a tempo-based setting. But a lot of fitness classes are not tempo-based settings because they use weights. We should not be using weights in a tempo-based setting. These are body weight classes, Zumba, step, these things that are not using weights, that is fine. But when we start flailing around and trying to keep tempos with weights, it becomes dangerous. So we have to slow that down. Don't worry about the tempo and the step count and matching the music. Worry more about safety, modifications, attentive, repeat, and time. Those are the important things. This has been an episode of the Truly Fit Podcast. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for joining us on the Truly Fit Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review on your listening platform, and feel free to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Social at trulyfit.app. Thanks again.